Hi everyone, it is Annie, and today we're going to have some positive thoughts in the wee hours of the morning. For example, right now, it is 4:33 a.m. What does that mean? It means that we've given time, a time, where we can walk outside in the wee hours of normally when a lot of people are asleep, but some insomniacs and writers and other people are staying up. And just look outside and see that the sun's on the other side of the planet still, but it's walking its way over. A couple hours, it'll be here. Kind of amazing to think about, yeah? The world rotates, more spinning on this disk, so much, so we see the moon fly above us. And we see it as though it is the thing that is moving and not us. In a way, I guess the moon is also moving, but not that much as we are moving, which is why we see it moving. And there's that sun. The sun stays in place pretty much all the time. And we just move around it. It's pretty, like, simple science, but when you kind of think about it, you just kind of think about the fact that we're on this floating disk in the middle of space. Just creatures staring up at a blank sky, watching the dark midnight blue clouds pass overhead, and a dark purple shroud that covers us all. Maybe a couple cars are driving past. Maybe there's some people jogging. We don't know why they're jogging. I don't know why you're up at 4:35 a.m. in the morning. That seems a little bit excessive to me. But there we are, and there we are. Why are we up? What are we doing right now? I guess right now we're talking. Talking to the universe, talking to ourselves. Sitting at our work desk, where no one's here. And wondering, what is it out there? What is it that makes the world so empty when we're not awake? And so thriving when we are? There are times when we sleep and everyone else in the world is awake, and it's kind of a weird thought, I guess. It's kind of a weird thought that we are on this spinning planet and we don't even notice. We get so caught up in our own daily activities, so caught up in our own lives that we can't actually tell things are happening. We are so small that the world moves and we can't feel it because the world is so big and so different. And different isn't bad. Different is different. But a lot of people other different. And othering is whenever you turn it into someone else. Someone you don't know. Someone you can't know. Someone you can't understand because they're other, they're different. They are bad. They are mystical. They are exotic. They are foreign. And there's nothing wrong with being foreign. There's nothing wrong with being exotic, except for the fact that it's the idea cultivated from the fact that we believe that we cannot be exotic or foreign. And it's an idea that maybe we should think about the fact that we're just little ants on a big ball spinning around, and we call ourselves human, and we write books and poetry, and we study law, and we take care of people, and sometimes we ruin people, sometimes we make great medical inventions, and sometimes we let a disproportionate amount of women who look slightly different from white women die because we don't really care about them giving birth. And we all have different things, and a lot of the world isn't the best. A lot of the world is really bad, but when you walk outside at 4:37 a.m., it's just kind of quiet, and you can just kind of reflect. So I guess that's what we're doing right now. I'm just calling this tiny reflection time. I like to call it tiny because a lot of people think tiny means bad, that it means less, that it means it's not good because it's not big, it's not enough. And a lot of times it's how we view our writing and our world around us. We think it's not enough. I don't write enough. I'm not big enough. I'm not strong enough. I'm not enough. But if you exist, you are enough. And if you write, it is enough. Maybe not enough for you, but it's really hard to make yourself full and happy all the time. You can go days without eating and then eat one day, but that doesn't mean that you make up for all the days you didn't eat. And a lot of that is kind of with writing. Like, if we don't write a couple of days, we feel like we are at a loss. But you can't focus on what you haven't done. Because what you haven't done hasn't been done. It doesn't exist. It's not there. But what you have done is there. What you have done is right in front of you. Or sometimes it's on your computer or stored away in a document. Sometimes you lose your entire document because you forgot to back it up. And then you're left staring at a computer wondering, was it ever real? But it was. You remember it. I mean, sometimes I also remember writing code chapters and realize I didn't. But I don't know, I'm always weird like that. But sometimes just the thought that, yeah, I've done stuff. That's enough. And we just gotta think, we're little tiny. And tiny isn't bad. Tiny is good because it places us in this world. We are tiny, and so is everyone else. In comparison to everything, we are so tiny, and we get through so much. Like, we're pretty amazing for surviving everything we do, you know that? Like, we're pretty amazing. And then people who create art often feel like they're not doing enough, it's not good enough, it's not enough. But you're creating something that not only a lot of people can't, but you're creating something that you're creating. And creation is crazy. The world had to be created. And I think there's a sort of art in that. You doing the same as whenever the universe was sparked. Whenever you sit down and you create. And that's good. That's real good. I mean, hey, I'm proud of you. And it's not the fact of, oh, well, others can't do it. It's the fact that you can. And that's what makes it important. Because you are important. You don't have to be really big to be important. You don't have to be known to be important. I mean, we're all tiny little ants on this big floating ball. Like, what are we supposed to do? Like, have everyone in the world be known? It would be nice. It would be nice, but the thing is, you're known to someone. Someone knows you. And if the only person that knows you is you, I still think it's a pretty good situation because you're a great person and, hey, you know you. You know that you're there. And sometimes it's hard to think about. Sometimes it's hard to go because you're just like, well, I don't know me. I don't know that I am. I don't know. And, yeah, you don't really gotta know, but I wish you did. I wish you could understand that every time you linguistically create something or that you throw a little paint around or you mush things together or you do some other form of art, you dance, you sing, you whatever, you're creating something that maybe it's been created before, but it's been created by you, and I think that's really important, and I don't know, I guess I just think that you're important, and that's really what I'm trying to say here is that this is a little bit of a tiny talk, and that's okay, because we're tiny people. And sometimes tiny people need little tiny talks to remind themselves that this world is really big. We don't have to be big to be in it. So, I guess this is Annie in the wee hours of the morning, and I love you guys. Bye.